seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And Imam Musa al-Kazim was the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim was the son of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. Now, when we talk about Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam, we see historically that he left an amazing legacy full of goodness, righteousness, beauty, and he was a brilliant guide for the community in general. And among the unique aspects that marked Imam al-Kazim's personality is his steadfastness and determination, his perseverance in front of the difficult events and the ordeals showered upon him by his contemporary tyrants. Old and young have an amazing opportunity to learn to how to deal with life's difficulties by looking into the life of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام إن العاقل لا يحدث من يخاف تكذيبه، ولا يسأل من يخاف منعه، ولا يعد ما لا يقدر عليه، ولا يرجو ما يعنف برجائه، ولا يتقدم على ما يخاف العجز عنه.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, "Verily, the man of intellect never talks to one whom he fears will belie him, nor asks of one whom he fears will deny him, nor promises that which he is not able to fulfill, nor hopes for that which will dash his hopes, nor attempts to advance towards that which he fears he will be incapable of reaching."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's a blessing to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, in the various conversations that we have from the seventh divinely appointed Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find a very interesting conversation where Imam al-Kazim advises his companions and his followers in a certain thing. Now, this certain thing that Imam al-Kazim advises his companions and his followers is to refrain from the things that have made forbidden by Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted. Meaning, he tells his companions in this conversation that they must refrain from that which is haram, that which is forbidden by Allah. And so the definition of piety or taqwa is a very vast definition. It ranges from God consciousness, being aware of God at all times. This is taqwa. And at other hands, it has also been referred to as refraining from committing haram, from things that are forbidden by Allah. It is in the second context here that Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam speaks to us about refraining from things that are haram and forbidden by Allah, as well as taqwa and piety. And so Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, referring to his father Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, says, "He about whose piety and taqwa the women even kept in seclusion do not talk about, does not belong to our followers." Now, it's kind of a complicated thing. When you hear it the first time, it might not make sense, but let's talk about it a little bit. So first of all, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam here is talking about taqwa. He's talking about piety. He's talking about this being aware of Allah at all times. He's talking about refraining and not committing things that are haram. Now, what should this level of taqwa be? To what extent should we be refraining from committing things that are haram? Well, he says, to the extent that women who are in seclusion, they are even aware of the fact that a certain individual is so pious. So, for example, let's take Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam's piety and taqwa in all its different meanings was to such an extent that people far and wide knew about his taqwa. And likewise, women who are kept in seclusion, even they knew about the taqwa of Imam Ali. And so our piety, our taqwa, our fear and reverential fear of Allah, and our refraining from committing evil deeds and haram, and our being aware of the Almighty Allah, should be to this great extent if we want to have the honor of being called the followers of the infallible imams. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
And so this issue of being al-kadhimin al-ghayz, to restrain the anger, this is such an important issue that the famous title of the Imam, seventh Imam, has become al-kadhim. And I would just like to slightly digress with inspiration from this title of the seventh Imam, al-kadhim. Because the essential message that we have is that we have to control our emotions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created two kinds of emotions within us. And these emotions and feelings that we have, these are important. These are not to be totally suppressed. But we have to control it and express that, or, you know, give into the emotions within the bounds of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, when we look at the issue of anger, al-kadhim al-ghayz, somebody who controls the anger. From the perspective of Islamic ethics, the balanced personality is of a person who balances, you know, this issue of the emotions that we have. You don't have to be always angry, otherwise you'll become a very unhealthy person within yourself. But you don't have to suppress your anger totally. You should know where you have to be angry, and you should know where you have to restrain your anger. When you become angry, It should be to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you restrain your anger, that also should be for the sake of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you come to that balance. Otherwise, if somebody is just angry all the time, well, then he is a slave of his emotions. And if somebody suppresses the anger, even when he is supposed to be angry, then that is the sign of a person who is coward. So you have to have that balance in between, that you have to see the time and place where you have to, you know, express your emotions, and the time and place where you have to control your emotions. Al-Kadhim al-Ghayz deals with the issue of suppressing the anger.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.